Hi, this is Education for Sharis Valentine, CHARISEVALENTINE. Date of service is 11-12-2024. Date of birth is 12-20-1955. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She reports of her extremely severe pain in the right shoulder with difficulty lifting the arm and rotating the arm. The patient says that she just had a ultrasound done for the right shoulder and the reports were not available. And she thinks that it is a supraspinatus tendinosis. There is no history of trauma. The patient suffered from a generalized polyarthritis due to her lupus erythematosus, and currently she is on prednisone 20 mg for 15 days. She is seeing her rheumatologist, Dr. Portnoy, and she still has a pain in the right shoulder as well as into the right leg, and lower back pain and generalized pain in the hands and elbows and other areas. Overall pain varies from 4 to 8, but it is controlled by tramadol, and ADLs are affected. 70% improvement is reported by the patient with all the current treatment. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review. Additional issues, substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. And in the physical examination, blood pressure is found to be 135 over 84, pulse 85, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is still the same from previous visit, dated 9-17-2024, dictation number 0918-036. In the physical examination, just the examination of the right shoulder, there is some tenderness and pain reported in the posterior part of the shoulder, which is positive. Hawking Kennedy test was found positive. Speed test, near test is positive. Range of motions are limited to 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion with slight weakness, motor weakness to 4 by 5 to the right wrist. However, distally the wrist appears to be normal. Homan sign is, sorry, the Tinel sign and Phelan sign are negative for carpal tunnel syndrome. No other different positive finding. Patient is provided Valium 2 mg at night and Tramadol 15 mg at night for sleep. And her maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, and are found to be in compliance. Thank you. She'll be seen in third. The ultrasound that was done at the Extension Hospital is also available. It shows that there is a biceps tendon is normal, subscapularis tendon is normal, infraspinatus tendon is normal, and there is a supraspinatus tendon which is showing a tendinosis. Rest of the findings are normal. Thank you.